This is SAFM.
Right, 11 past 11. Today's not the 11th, or is it? No, it certainly is not the 11th, almost. 11 past 11. This time on the Friday, we normally have the luxury slot. We talk about things that are, well, rather exotic. And I thought we'd talk about gifts today. And amongst the gifts, you know, big question really is, what sort of gifts have you received that you think are absolute magic? I don't mean the run-of-the-mill perfumes. I'm talking of something exceptional, something luxurious. Alternatively, what have you given out that you think is absolutely great? And then, maybe the sore point, what are you holding out for? What is the one gift that you're absolutely waiting for? It's going on for years and you can't get it, and you think it's not going to come, but you desperately want it to come. That's what we're going to talk about. So I'd love you to call us, share with us your good gift stories. Good news stories comes up at 11:30, but now it's just good gift stories. 0891-104207. 0891-104207. And I thought to set it all up, we will chat to two guests, Philip Kalinko, who is from an organization called Purkle Gifts. We'll chat to Philip in a moment. But for now, to start it all up, we will chat to Nkosi Mandla Mandela. Well, we're going to actually get Nkosi on the line in a moment, in fact. And we actually do have Nkosi on the line. And the reasons are pretty obvious, because a special gift was given to a special person. And Nkosi Mandla Mandela will tell us why and how. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Nkosi. Thanks for your time. Right now, we're starting this off in terms of really special exotic gifts, because you handed over a special gift, and I made the point, to a special person. Tell us about it.
The line is quite bad. I can't make out anything you say.
Okay, hopefully you can hear me now. I was saying that you delivered a special gift to a special person. Can you hear that? No, you can't. Okay, we'll try and get Mandla back in a moment. Let's go to Philip Kalinko from Purkle Gifts. Philip, hopefully you can hear me. Philip, you can hear me?
I can hear you. Hi,
yeah, okay. Thank goodness for that. That's a gift. That's a gift in its own right. Believe me, I can assure you of that.
100%.
Let's talk about gifts. I mean, now just to preface, because we've lost Mandla and Nkosi Mandla for the moment. He's given to his grandfather two lion cubs for his 92nd birthday. Wow. We'll chat to him about that. But let's talk about, you know, in your business, some of the more exotic, exuberant gifts, I should say, things that really are beyond the ordinary, but people actually do deliver those type of gifts, and obviously they're far more expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think the most important thing when you're giving a gift is to understand the recipient. It's not always about how much it costs, but it's got to be a thoughtful gift. And it becomes a difficult thing when the recipient has got everything, you know, and you're trying to find something for them. And we find that experience gifts really tend to be the best thing to give to someone who's got everything, because an experience is something that they carry with them for the rest of their lives. And like, just for an example, on purkalegifts.co.za, on our website, we've got a category called experience gifts, and we sell anything from an experience of taking an aeroplane with your wife or going on a hot air balloon to riding in a Formula One car. There's a lot of wonderful experience that you can give to people, and especially to the people who have everything.
Okay, that's an interesting point, because, you know, I made a point of watching 11 World Cup matches, that means at stadiums, okay? Mm. And my family watched pretty close to that, including, you know, opening game, both semifinals, finals, and we took it upon ourselves as saying, that's the gift to our family.
Yeah.
That's something that hopefully they will remember for the rest of their lives. And that's what you're talking about. That's the experience gift, isn't it?
Yeah, experience gift is exactly that. Something that they will remember forever. Something that, you know, it's not a physical gift. Mm. It's an experience that you go to exactly like a soccer game.
But big question, Philip. I mean, it's not always the cheapest thing. The problem is it is expensive, isn't it? Soccer is a different thing. But let's say even a hot air balloon trip is not the cheapest thing in the world, or sending someone overseas for the first time.
Exactly. I mean, it comes to the same thing as demand and supply. Because so few people are doing it, and it costs a lot. There's also, in those sort of things, a lot of fuel involved and a lot of expertise involved. The people who are taking you are trained people. So it is an expensive gift. But again, when you're talking about these sort of things, it's for people who have got almost everything, you know.
Okay, let's now bring in Mandla Mandela. And you can talk to us about your gift. Hopefully the line is much clearer this time around. Mandla? Hello?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, line is better, I hope. Is the line better? Can
Hello,
you hear me?
Sir?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
All right. Tell us about the gift that you've given to your grandfather.
Well, my grandfather was given two white lions by the Lirole family who had gotten the lions from the lion park. He was given the lions on his birthday, July 18th. The lions were brought to our community in Mvezo and presented to the Mandela royal family, of which we then named the two lions after my grandfather's parents, Unkosi Mphakanyiswa, the male one, and the female one was named Nosegeni, that is my grandfather's mother. And we, together as the family and the Lerole family, then took the lions back to Johannesburg to present them to my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he was really excited to see the lions himself being the first black owner of white lions in the country. It was a really historic moment for us as a family.
When the gift was given, I mean, what is the reason behind it? I mean, he's experienced so much in his life now, and one would think, like, what sort of gift would make a difference to Nelson Mandela's life, right? So what was the reasons behind the white cubs at the time?
Well, the family, because they work a lot with wildlife, they had these two lion cubs that they wanted to give to my grandfather. So they approached us as the Great Place in Mvezo, and they wanted to come and present them on his birthday, since his 92nd birthday was being celebrated in his birthplace, that being Mvezo.
Mm-hmm. How did he respond? I mean, did he stroke those cubs at the time?
Well, when I saw the cubs, they are about 9 months old now and quite big. We were quite excited as a community because most of our people were seeing the lions for the first time, especially white lions. And a lot of the people wanted to touch them because being still young, you can they are still friendly to people, so you are able to brush them and play with them. But we were able, after the day's proceedings on my grandfather's birthday, they were taken back to the lion park. Because of having been born in captivity, we've decided that we will continue to utilize the assistance of the lion park to keep them there.
Okay, that's interesting. What for you then? I mean, I'm just personalizing it for yourself. If you had a choice, or what has been the best gift you've received yourself, Mandla?
What is the gift to give to my grandfather?
No, what's the best gift you've received for yourself?
For myself?
Yeah.
I think because I'm a farmer at heart, I've received a bowl that I've been given previously, a Brahman bowl. But beyond that, it's really been the smaller things that matter to me.
Okay, that's very interesting. All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Mandla, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you, Ashraf.
All right. We'll go back to Philip Kalinko in a moment. But let's get for the response. Ask the question. Good gifts that you've given. Great gifts you've given out. Great gifts you've received. Great gifts you'd love to receive as well. Experience gifts we've spoken about, as Philip has said. Mthethwa Zele on the line from the Eastern Cape. Good morning.
Hi, Manier. How are you?
I'm Manier.
I'm Tegas. Tegas, you're speaking to Mthethwa Zele from Mount Elif. You see, I just want to talk about the gift that I've received.
Right, which is?
Yeah. You see, I was lucky to receive this type of gift. You see, when I was young, I grew up in a rural area in Mount Elif. There's a place called Ekoso.
Mm-hmm.
And my family is not a big family. And fortunately, I was lucky to have a mother that I have now. She gave me education.
Right. Okay. Well, which I think is, well, that's well said, isn't it? Did you realize at the time it's a gift? See, that's the problem.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I remember I used to refuse to go to school. You see, since I was a rural boy, I grew up in Ekoso, I used to look after my father's goats, and I didn't want to go to school. And she was forcing me, saying, hey, go on to your school. Otherwise, if you don't go to school, you'll work for Chinese, all those things, you see. And then I didn't realize that it was a gift. And I started I also think that I also gave a gift because my name is Ntutuzelo. The meaning of my name is to console. And so she used to say, hey, you know what? It is so unfortunate to be me because I don't have anyone who wants, I don't have any kid or any child who wants to go to school. And I decided to go to school. That was a gift to her. Because I went to school, I managed to get my degree, to get my honors, and now I'm working, and people are giving me, and they are giving me, I mean, they are saying congratulations, but I never thought it was a gift
Now you know. Thanks so much for that. Good call. Appreciate your input. I mean, that goes back to what Dr. M.G.R. Suleiman said from Peter Mansberg, and he's heads of an organization called the Gift of the Givers, you know, and it's not strictly in terms of fancy gifts, but wanting to give. I mean, people really do so. Let's go back to my guest, Philip Kalinko. Philip, you know, what for you is the most common gift that you give out on behalf of people through your company?
Look, it's quite difficult to say because, as was said, a gift really depends on the recipient, and knowing the recipient well enough to know what they need or what they want. So because everyone's got different types of friends, and different types of loved ones with different wants and needs, we find a wide array of gifts are being sent out, and certain things that you and I would think, ooh, that's horrible, or we wouldn't enjoy it.
Tell us about them. What are they?
So you can get things like, we've got something called a bug zapper, and it's a tennis racket that's electrified, and you can smack a bug with it, like a mosquito or something like that, and it kills the mosquito.
And that's a gift to the mosquito or to the person who's receiving it?
That's a gift to the person who's receiving it. And you know, I think that's quite a funky gift, and it's something that's quite practical, and it's a lot of fun, but there's certain people who might hear that and will think that's a horrible gift to give. You know, so it really does depend on the recipient, and you find there's different levels of the gifts that people are giving. Certain people will give practical gifts like a microwave or a kettle or something that they know that the person really needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other people will give necessity gifts like a heater or electric blanket, and other people will give luxury gifts like the experiences or like a digital photo frame or something, you know, that's usually more expensive.
Is the giving of the gifts on the rise? That means, are more people giving gifts out now than maybe 10 years ago, or is there a decline?
I think it is on the rise. It's quite difficult to say because we've only been in business for 8 years. So 10 years ago, I'm not sure what the level
was. Okay, so 8 years ago then, yeah, when you just started?
Again, you don't know what's due to the personal growth of the business versus what's due to the trends of people giving gifts. But we do find, especially on the corporate side, corporate gifts, like companies giving gifts to their employees or internally, that is definitely on the rise. They want to show appreciation, and you know, money gives that to you, but only to a certain extent. And to get some sort of trophy at the end of the day, or something that you can keep that you know is because of your good service or being a good customer, is something that you treasure for a long time. So I think that corporates are spending, especially in this economic climate, it's quite ironic, that they're starting to spend more because they want to show their customers how much they appreciate their business during this difficult time. And you would think that it would go down, but it's actually on the rise at the moment.
Okay, I can sort of think of lots of gifts I'd like to have. I'll sort of make some notes now as I talk to you. On the line is Sipiwe. Now, that was Sipiwe Shabalala. He'll say, I want a gift. I want to go to Sivaspor in Turkey. But that's not going to happen. He's going to be staying with Kaizer Chiefs. But this is another Sipiwe from East London. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashraf. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Yeah.
I'm great. Just one or two things to your guest there, Ashraf. I'm struggling with something just on a personal note. A lot of people these days, when you go to a wedding,
right,
expect gifts.
You now, mean the recipient in this case, the bride and groom, for example?
Yes, the bride and groom.
Okay.
Now, one thing I often struggle with, which tends to be, I don't know how general this is, when people send out invitations to weddings, in the invitation, there's a list of gifts that people expect.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it says that person expects such and such a thing, and for me, it stops being a gift. I don't know if the guest did mention this. For me, it's supposed to be a surprise. So if someone already upfront says, I want this and that, so when that person receives that, I don't think that person is excited about it. That is one thing. And the second one, and what if 50% of the people who could come to your wedding cannot afford the gifts in the list that you give? So with a lot of friends I have, we debate this, and we just agree to disagree on that.
So what do you do then?
Come again?
What do you then do?
I just say, guys, if someone invites me to a wedding with a list of gifts, I'm not going to the wedding. End of story.
Okay.
But someone should appreciate me being there. And that's what I always say to my parties and all that. I just appreciate having people there. I don't expect gifts.
Okay.
But if someone brings something, it should be a surprise.
Right.
I will listen on the radio.
So, people, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
The worst?
Yeah.
Oh, Ashraf, I haven't regarded anything worse. I always appreciate, I mean, if someone, let's say, comes in, brought me a pair of sandals, it doesn't have to be something expensive for me. Maybe something that someone says, I appreciate you, this is what I could afford, or I said, this is something you'd appreciate. It doesn't have to, I don't have to attach a price to it.
Okay, thanks for that call. So, no worse gifts, but certainly lots of good gifts. Philip, I mean, interesting points that Sipiwe makes, but we've got about 2 minutes to go. I'd like to just touch on this. The importance in terms of why people give gifts to you, I mean, do you quiz them in terms of asking them why, outside of the company, you know, corporate gifts? Is it because the recipient has done something right, or in some cases the giver has done something wrong and they want to sort of make up, you know? Have you checked it out?
Yeah, I think there's a wide array of reasons. I think the most part, it's mainly because people love that person and they want to show somehow that they love that person. And I must just say, I agree with Sipi where, you know, that gift registry that you get with your wedding sometimes can seem a bit intrusive. And but from the other side, if you've got a very good relationship with that person, you'd rather give them something that they want than something that you want. And there's that old antidote that you shouldn't be giving gifts that you want. You should be giving gifts that the recipient wants, But I feel the same. I mean, on our wedding, my wife Bianca and I, when we got married, we decided against the gift registry for that exact reason. We didn't want to feel like we were imposing on people.
Also, it takes the fun out, isn't it?
It does. And, but if you need things, you'd rather get what you need and put a list together. And when we do gift registries for people, we make sure that there's everything from R5 all the way up to R5,000, just so that it covers every single person's budget of what they want to spend. But it is a dichotomy. I do understand. Some people want to do it and some people don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different reasons for the givings of gifts. A gift is a wonderful thing to receive, and people who get gifts know how that feels, and they want to just give that feeling onto the people who receive the gift.
Well, we've got about a minute to go. What about experiential gifts that you spoke about from the outset in South Africa? That means people doing things in this country. Give us some examples.
Okay, so we did mention on the hot air balloon,
right,
you're looking at about R4,500 for that.
Right.
You can go all the way up to flying a fighter jet, where you take the helm for a minute or two, which goes up to R100,000. And you can go all the way down to just getting a massage at a spa or a spa treatment, which could start at R300-400. There's a wide array of different things, all available in South Africa. Not all of it available in Johannesburg. So it just depends on where you are.
So I take it then people sometimes want to give gifts and they're stuck. They don't really know what to give, especially the experience gifts, right? So they could contact you guys and you give them ideas.
100%.
Right?
They contact us. We even can give them a voucher for an experience gift to a certain value, and they can give that voucher to the recipient, who can then choose which experience gift they want to give them.
All right. Very, very quickly, give me a contact number and give me a website address.
Contact number 0861-744-387, and website is www.pgifts.
0861-744-387 and then pgifts. .co.za. Right. Philip Kalinko, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashraf.
You've given us a gift of thought, which is also not a bad gift at all. Goodness, it begins with thinking, don't you think so? We're going to move on to good stuff as well, being a Friday. Good news. I suggested earlier on, it's been one of those weeks that there's not much good news happening in this country, don't you think? Not that I'm despondent about the country. I'm very proudly South African, fiercely so. But has there been good news? I'm sure we're going to find out all that comes up in a moment or so. Right now, time for the news headlines at 11:30 with Utsile.
Thanks, Ashraf. In the headlines,